Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio today is Veronica Conway of the Revolution Group, LLC. Now, Veronica will be with us in a few moments, but while we're waiting, let me share her bio. Veronica Conway, CPCC, which stands for Certified Professional Coactive Coach, is a successful entrepreneur and founder of three coaching companies, including the Black Professional Coaching Alliance, the only coaching organization dedicated to the transformation of people of African descent. She's also the co-founder of Phenom Consulting International, a company that provides life and media strategy for the entertainment and athletic industries. Veronica has coached everyone from truck drivers to CEOs, athletes, artists, and celebrities. And Veronica is now on the line. So welcome, Veronica. How are you this evening?
Thank you. I'm so great today. Thank you. How great to be here. Thank
you
for having me.
I love it. I love it. Yes. We were just talking before the show started, and my, how time flies. And yet we, you know, just within a matter of seconds, reconnected. So very excited to have you on the show. You know, there's so many things, Veronica, that we could talk about. Because you are doing great work in so many ways.
Thanks.
And I think what we sort of settled on is having you really talk about some of the work that you do, and I love this phrase, sort of unhooking people from some of the challenges that are holding them back. And so I'd really like to kind of jump in there. And have you talk about sort of the brief version of the essence of what you do with people and why it's so compelling and which company you do that under.
I've done some companies in my time. So I'm currently, my latest iteration of company is the Revolution Group. And that, by the way, the Revolution Group has a parenthesis around the R, so it's like revolution to evolution is how I think about revolution. And the way I've always been fascinated with how human beings perform and what makes them tick and what makes them untick. And so much I've discovered in my journey, both for myself and for my clients and for all the people that I've served, is that so much of all the action is at the unconscious level, the subconscious level. So much of our behavior is really dialed in at the subconscious level. And so if you want to really accelerate performance, whether it's around sales and making money, whether it's around how to lead a team and show up in a really effective leadership posture, whether it is how to understand your worth in the marketplace, so much of that is connected to deeply to subconscious identity. So if I can get a hold of the conversation that you have around your identity and talk directly to your subconscious mind about it, then I can unhook any of the disempowering thoughts, ideas, beliefs, conflicts that hold you hostage and stop you from realizing what you're really capable of realizing.
Very powerful words. First of all, I did not acknowledge, and I appreciate you bringing that to the forefront, the parentheses around the R. So in the company, revolution and evolution, and revolving, and that continuous circle. Totally cool. And then you used terminology like holding hostage and subconscious. Why is that so important? I mean, many entrepreneurial books start with the entrepreneurial mindset. And some people are like, no, wait, let's get to the good stuff. I want to make money right now. Why do you take people back down to the subconscious?
Well, because what they don't understand sometimes is wherever they go, there they are, right? Wherever you go, there you are. And so that's with all of your history, your programming, your patterns that you've developed over a period of time. And many of those experiences are actually grounded in your childhood experience. And so what entrepreneurs don't know and what is so amazing to discover, it's often delightful and intoxicating and strange, and when they witness that they're actually it's their inner 5-year-old that's running their company, certain parts of their company, they're like, oh my God, how is that possible? But it's true. So what I mean by that is, so many times we have events that are very formative. We can have those events occur in the womb. We can have those events occur between the ages of 0 and 7. And those events, if we experience them with a tremendous amount of emotional content, we make decisions about what life is, what our worth is, what people are, what who I am. Am I pretty? Am I smart? Am I dumb? Is it unfair? We make all these decisions, and then we tend to filter through the rest of our life through the lens of those decisions. But we do that very subconsciously. So. So what I find, and I've coached CEOs of $55 million companies, senior vice presidents of inside large law firms, and small business owners, large business owners, and I find that by the time somebody is really a little bit stuck on, and they just can't figure out how to move forward, they have an internal issue that stops them from moving forward, but oftentimes we have to go in and clear it at the very deepest levels, at the subconscious level, and it can usually take a session or two, and then all of a sudden they're buoyant, they're reconciled, and they can move forward with a lot of power and purpose. I can't tell you how many challenges that, let's say, an executive might have today can be traced directly back to something that happened when they were 5 years old. And unless somebody knows how to make that connection and unhook that and unplug that, they continue to be plagued by it. But once you go in and then they're free from it forever. And that's the beauty of the work. That's the revelation of the work.
Another R-E, revelation, revolution, evolution. I'm listening very intently. Now, how does the work that you're doing differ from therapy? Because you're talking about going back into someone's childhood.
Right. Yeah, it is very different than therapy. And so I've done therapy, and I am a supporter of therapy. I have spoken at a therapist conference, and I've made the case for coaching and NLP and all that kind of good stuff. And so you can think of the subconscious mind as like a record, right? And I'm dating myself. Remember the days when we had albums and LPs back before we carried everything around in a device? There was a time. Just like back when we had rotary phones, my kids go, "What is that, Mom? How does that work? How does that even work?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, right. Okay, I'm old." So your mind is like a record. So, I think with therapy, the way I view it is sometimes we can go in and get deeper levels of understanding about behavior patterns at the conscious level, and many times we have to go back and relive the stories and what happened to us. And we get some deeper understanding of how certain aspects of our childhood affected us. With the NLP, what we do is we don't go back in and recycle the story and replay the story over and over again. We get clear about the root cause of the issue that's plaguing us, and then we scratch the record so that it never plays the same again. So we literally go in and we disrupt the neural pathway that has scratched the record. Like a lot of times in therapy, I think you play the same thing over and over again, the same grooves. But if you go in and you scratch the pattern, it disrupts it forever. And that's what we're asking. We talk about really accelerated behavior change. We want to break the pattern up quickly so that you're freed up to, and so NLP is simply understanding how the nervous system, the brain, the body, the subconscious mind all interact and come together to create behavior. And so once we understand that science, we can go in and shift behavior really quickly.
Excellent. So in doing that, Veronica, what are outcomes that you work with people to move towards?
Yeah, so everything from one of the things I do right now is I work with people around selling, around big ticket selling, and how to add zeros to a sales conversation and have it feel cool and not grimy, and you don't feel like, yeah, like a used car salesman, right? So it's everything from helping an artist go from charging $100 for a piece of art to $4,000 to a piece of art in weeks. Right, it's everything from helping an entrepreneur. It's interesting helping executives go into business meetings that are very consequential, that are very high stakes negotiations, and help supporting them in realizing that there are some things that have them be in fear in those meetings, feeling like they won't be heard or understood, or they'll be. And understanding that those things were rooted in their childhood, and going and resolving it and unhooking at the childhood level so they can show up in the negotiation quite powerfully.
Mm.
Right? You'd be amazed at how much our day-to-day, that inner conversation that we have, my mom calls it the committee, right, the committee of voices that's in your head. And by the way, the higher you ascend on the ladder economically and socially and in your business life, the more those voices can show up, can sabotage you, can undermine you, right? If you don't have a constructive way to address them and to integrate. So at every new level of performance, we're in the steep learning curve, both in terms of whatever the content of the knowledge is, but also in terms of our emotional readiness to experience that next level. And so we can have tremendous fear come up around the unknown of that. And so how do you get congruent with the next level of performance, the next level of expectation, of demand? If people are not consciously planning for that and blasting through any of the limitations that they are built up in their psyche, then they can undermine themselves at those higher and higher levels.
Well, Veronica, I am sure as people are listening, they're like, no, wait a minute, wait, high-ticket item? Blasting through fear, unhooking past issues. People are probably wondering how can they get in touch with you and what should they ask for when they look on your website for support? So can you kind of walk us through who
sure.
is your best client?
Sure. Well, right now I'm working both with, again, entrepreneurs that want to sell big ticket and have that. I mean, when I say big ticket, I mean anywhere from a four-figure conversation, a $5,000 conversation, all the way up to a $100,000 conversation. I've supported people in having, you know, almost $500,000 days in one, right, one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to, so there's two things. If people want to know how to sell at that level, I do have and you want to get more information about it, if you go to smartsoulfulselling.com/apply, that's smartsoulfulselling.com/apply, you can schedule some time with me, and then you can actually put in your sort of your thoughts, your visions, your questions, and there's an application process, and you can apply to talk to me. Clear about what may be having you stuck in your selling. So I just do a complimentary session. We get you unhooked, unplugged about anything about selling. If you're an executive or CEO, I have CEOs of clients, just, you know, shoot me an email at veronica@veronicaconway.com, and we can just have a conversation. I've helped executives like blow out their businesses just by getting their own psychology, you know, aligned with their vision and have their team do it and help people make millions and millions and millions of dollars just from doing the inner game work. See, we always think it's like the content and it's the strategy, and it is that. So I'm a big believer in strategy, but I also love to wrap the mindset stuff around it, because then it has a chance of sticking. Then it's congruent. Mm. Then you live into it. Then it's your identity. Then it's who you are. You don't feel like a fraud anymore. You feel like a superhero. right? So you can do that. If I think, again, the more we ascend in our business trajectory or our career trajectory, the more fearful we can become. It can bring up a lot of stuff. So I help people kind of blast through that and really stay aligned and alive inside of what they're meant to do without all the fear and stuck stuff.
Aligned and alive. Fear does hold us back. Fear does make us feel smaller. And that whole concept of sabotage, there's a lot of books.
Huge!
Yeah,
huge. People do that. You could not imagine. See, I always say you either have results or you have reasons. You either have what you want or you have a story about why you don't have it, right? And those stories are often your limiting beliefs and your conflicts. But you'd be amazed at the inner saboteur that stops us from doing a lot of stuff. I had a client once, and I told her, I said, you know, you're incredibly, incredibly rebellious. She's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yes, you are. I'm like, you are, you're rebellious. And she didn't get it. And when we went in, but what was true is that the rebelliousness was costing her a tremendous amount in her business. Because sometimes when we experience, let's say we think about being disciplined or focused. I got to be disciplined and I got to be focused. When we sit down to be that, there's a part of us that maybe in childhood, you know, had an experience that, you know, where we were punished for being, you know, and we decided to rebel. And we don't want to be disciplined and we want to be free. And so we decide to rebel. And so we end up walking and living out that conflict. So it ends up being like a push-pull. Sometimes I can sit down and really focus, and then sometimes I'm really apathetic. It ends up being these highs and lows emotionally, and it impacts our performance. So you'd be amazed at how much we can sabotage because we've just got it scrambled around what certain things mean. And when we unlock it, then we're freed up to just flow inside of, in other words, we're not, you think about rebellion or you think about being resistant. You can sit and push your energy against a wall all day long. You can resist against it. But if nothing's going to get tired but you. Wall's not going anywhere. Right? That's the energy of resistance. And so we can have resistance and rebelliousness operating in our psyche, and it impacts our ability to perform. And once you unplug that, then you can, you're not pushing up against the wall. But, you know, is not the wall's not going to get exhausted. You are.
Right. Now, Veronica, I jumped in to our conversation because I've known you, and I imagine there's a few listeners saying, hey, wait a minute, Fran. I mean, how did Veronica get to this insight? Who is this woman? And so I'd really like you, and I know there's a really deep story, as it relates to this focus on NLP, this understanding of the psyche and the individual and the mindset, take us back to Veronica at 5, 6, 7, and how does Veronica at her best self, how has she emerged? Or reemerged, and I'll put the R in parentheses, to the woman that you are today.
Well, I would say this. So I had a very colorful childhood. My parents were activists in the 60s and 70s in the civil rights movement, and I went through a lot. I saw a lot. I experienced a lot. And as I grew older, I think I asked a very different question than I think a lot of my peers ask. It's like, what makes people tick? What makes me tick? You know, all the things that I've been through, I know that there's more out here available to me in terms of my felt experience, in terms of feeling fulfilled, in terms of feeling healthy and psychically healthy. For some reason, I knew about that. I don't know why I knew about that, but I knew about that. And I've always been a seeker of understanding about how to, you know, maximize human performance. Like, what does that really take? What does that really mean? If you were going to raise a tribe of superhumans, what would they need to experience? What would they need to deconstruct? What would they need to evolve to? Like, what does that actually mean? So I've always been a really curious, just natural student of the human condition, and you know, and I think because I've gone through so many incredibly colorful things in my own childhood, it gave me the capacity to have empathy and to be able to stand witness with another human being while they face off, square off with all of the things that have been painful for them, frightening for them, terrifying for them, to really stand witness with them and let them shake that off so that they can become more. And for whatever reason, I was in circumstances where I got to experience everything that was traumatic and painful, reconcile that inside of myself, so I would have the capacity to stand with others. Right, so it's almost like I had to go through a bunch so that I could be with everything that people could bring to me without judgment, without hesitation or reservation. Mm-hmm. Right, it's just and so when you're going through that as a child, you think, well, this is hell, and why me, and this is like why. But then when you get older and you actually redirect it into your purpose, you realize, oh, I was meant to experience that so that I could have the capacity to witness that and nurture in others whatever they've gone through.
Very, very powerful.
And so that served you well in the different businesses that you've had.
Yes. It didn't look like it at the time. It didn't look like it at the time. I never would have known, but yeah, it did.
Yeah, and you say strangely, and yet, you know, sitting on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast, I would say beautifully. The lens of your life, you have chosen to, in a sense, make it a prism, not a prison, but a prism, and reflect all of the colors and possibilities. And you talk about capacity and curiosity. I just appreciate the gift that you give of listening to others, the gift that you give of encouraging to others, and in some ways the gift of accountability by listening and encouraging for folks, to giving them permission to, you know, move that fear out of the way, unhook it, as you say. Very, 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 very exciting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's really been a privilege to do the work I do. It doesn't feel like work. It really does feel like love and joy to be able to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are dangerously out of time, and dangerously in a positive way. The minutes keep. I'm picturing the minute hands circling around the clock, and it's going very quickly. And again, I'm just very excited for what you have to offer. I want to remind our guests that they can find you on the web at veronicaconway.com. They can also find you at smartsoulfulselling.com/apply if they are interested in having a complimentary conversation with you. What I hear you saying is by completing that form, they then have a chance to think, and you have a chance to review and have a more focused conversation to find out what might be next. On that note, what is next for you? There are so many possibilities to see you, but what is next? What's your next big project, or what is the next kind of big thing that you're working on right now?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I'm going to be launching in the fall it'll be one of the largest digital gatherings of thought leaders in the African and Black space, African American and Black space globally, in the history of the digital space. So we're gonna bring together thought leaders and entertainers and activists and people and we're going to create sort of an economy, a virtual economy, out of this summit. And so I'm very excited about that. That's sort of my the cultural side of what I do, and we're going to take it and do something that really hasn't been done in the history of humanity in terms of this being this huge gathering that's all going to happen digitally. We're very excited about it.
Well, that is a wonderful cliffhanger, and the great thing is that when people jump with you, they will not jump into an abyss. Rather, they will probably land on Cloud 9 or some mental equivalent of that and have an opportunity to see things differently. So I will certainly bring you back to talk about that as that launches. And I want to thank you, Veronica, for taking some time out of your evening tonight to share what you and the R in parentheses Revolution Group, LLC, is doing. Thank you, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. It's been such a joy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, president of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.